Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing over there?
Okay. How you doing, Bobby?
Come on, man.
It's 7:34. We are talking about wedding disasters, and this all came about because of a interesting story, to say the least. A groom in Singapore got revenge on his new wife by playing a video of her cheating on him in front of all their wedding guests. This dude waited till the wedding.
That's brutal.
Dude, that is.
It's brutal. I mean, it takes some cojones.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in front of both families.
So during the reception, the guy played a video montage of pictures of the supposedly happy couple. Oh, so God. It starts off, he does the slow con, as I like to say. Yeah. And then he dropped the boom by showing video footage of her going into a hotel room with another dude.
Oh, man.
Man. The bride reportedly ran out of the reception in disgrace, with which suggested to everyone that she was guilty. So there you go. Mm-hmm. That is a wedding awkward disaster.
You feel bad for her?
No, not one bit.
Yeah, me neither.
Cheating slut. No, I think that's a very, I mean, he
you
probably.
Took it too far?
Possibly. But again, she screwed up. Why take it easy on her?
Yeah.
You know, show her true colors.
Right at the wedding, too.
Right at the wedding. See, that's the thing is, I don't know if I would have continued on. It depends on how long you knew, too. Maybe he found out the night before.
When you think about it, that's probably the most expensive breakup ever.
Yeah, yeah. If everything's paid for, you don't get refunds on that stuff.
No, weddings aren't cheap.
No. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What are some wedding disasters that you have witnessed?
I got two of them. Which one do you want first? I got an awkward one. And I have one that'll make you cringe.
Awkward one. Yeah.
All
awkward
right, so,
one.
So this is my second wedding I have ever DJ'd ever. I'm 20 years old.
Oh, man.
We're over at the Kickers Club, and that's all the info I'm going to give you on. But, all right, so they do the ceremony.
Yep.
Everything's good. Everything's great. I get to the reception. Everything's set up. I'm ready to DJ. Ready to introduce them into the reception, right? So it keeps getting delayed. Hour and a half, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, man, people are ready to eat. They're ready to go. What's going on? So I kind of go talk to, you know, the wedding planner. And she's like, the bride is drunk. The bride is straight passed out.
Like hammered. Not just like hammered.
So in between the ceremony and reception, they drive around, take pictures, whatnot, right?
Yep.
So she got absolutely smashed in that time.
That's fantastic.
Passed out drunk. They couldn't get her up. So this is what they did. She has a twin sister.
Yes.
Who sits in her spot in the reception the whole time. She passed out before they took pictures. They took pictures with the twin sister, with the husband, stepping in for the bride. First dance. The father-daughter dance.
Oh.
The bouquet toss.
One knew?
No, everybody knew.
Oh, everyone knew.
She looked identical.
Really?
Identical twin, just a different dress. So she was dancing in a red dress. That's why everybody's like, what? What's going on? Like, people really didn't know her, didn't know.
Yeah.
Until they're like, did she change dresses?
Yeah, which happens. Kiki actually had a reception dress, so she didn't, and it was like a white one. It was still a white dress. Yeah. But that's awesome.
Yeah, what a step, a twin sister step.
Oh, my
God. Never had that ever again.
That is the greatest thing
ever.
But
think about that. All your pictures, all your wedding pictures, all your memories from your, you don't have it.
Like awkward kissing photos between a twin sister.
I'm pretty sure they did, too. Just to laugh, you know.
Strictly for looks. Right. Strictly for, oh, my God, that's fantastic. Well, we want to hear more awkward or terrible or cringeworthy wedding stories when we come back. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Give us a call. Let us know.
Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, you ass?
Yes. 747. So a guy in Singapore busted his wife, his bride, on their wedding day, at their wedding, at the reception. So they actually got married.
Oh, yeah.
They went through, because it was at the reception.
Yeah, he went through with it.
So he went through with it.
Damn, so he was legally married.
Legally married, and he did that.
Wow.
So I don't know if there's a rule in Singapore where if you catch your wife cheating, you can, you know.
There might be some fine print there.
Yeah, some fine print. Now she's knowing why she had to sign that very extensive prenup. Anyway, he showed a video of her going into a hotel room with a stranger during the reception. Obviously, that's
very. I wonder if that dude was at the wedding.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. Like his best friend or something. Right. It doesn't say in the story, so it's just some guy. But that poses the question, what awkward or horrifying wedding things have you seen? I've never really seen anything crazy at a wedding. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen people getting down, having a good time. Our wedding, we had only one. Our wedding actually.
Well, you always see somebody drunk.
Always. There's always that one person that's really, really drunk. My cousin Sky was hammered at our wedding. It was great, man. He lit up a ball of sparklers.
Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of fun. That was good. I was like, oh, God.
Gonna have a little danger in the wedding, too.
Exactly. Kiki's gonna catch on fire. But really, nothing too crazy. I've never seen anything that crazy.
Yeah.
I know you've seen a lot. Mm-hmm. You got another story, don't you?
Yeah, was this last year or the year before? Because I told you this story before.
I think this was last year. Or the year before.
Year before.
Pretty sure.
So I'm DJing this wedding. It's a great wedding, man. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's dancing. And so they have this special song request, which is a flash mob. So they like planned this out so everybody's going to come out and dance at once. You know?
Yep.
Excuse me. So I play this song. They all come out. There's this one guy. He's the best man, right? Just getting down. You could tell he's getting a little hammered. He's the loud guy of the party.
Yeah.
Kind of like the life of the party.
Me.
He's right up front, man, dancing, kind of leading this whole flash mob thing, right?
Yeah.
And he's kind of flopping around doing his thing. And all of a sudden, he hits the floor. Boom! And I'm like, yes, he's going to start doing the worm, dude. And, you know, he doesn't, though. And I'm just kind of sitting there staring at him. Everybody's dancing around him. And all of a sudden, you just hear this blood-curdling scream. Like, oh, my God, this guy's dying.
He's dying.
He's dying. And so everybody stops. I kind of, you know, record scratch. Stop the music. And everybody's kind of crowding around him, and he is screaming hard.
Yeah, yeah.
My knee! Ah! And so they pulled his pants up, right, to check this guy's knee out.
I feel like I'm there right now. This is great.
Slowly pull his pant leg up. Everybody's watching in anticipation, like, this guy's fine, right? Dude, his heel was facing up where his toes should be. His leg, his bottom of his leg totally... twisted around. His kneecap was behind his leg.
Oh.
He talk about breaking a leg on the dance floor, bro. The guy snapped a leg. I couldn't do the ambulance came.
Oh,
it just totally killed the whole vibe of the party.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just terrible. Yeah. And I could still like hear that blood curdling scream.
This is a day of Hawaii. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:57. Talking about awkward wedding situations. Wedding fails, if you will. Wedding fails.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of fails, you just fail in your pants?
No, I didn't.
Good Lord. Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
God, open the window. Oh!
Welcome to the IRX studio, the mama studio in the building.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It smells so bad.
How do you feel?
Get out of here! Come on, man!
We're doing a show here.
Would you
get it together. Get the fan pointed.
Good
your way too.
Lord! Oh!
There you go. I got a window open. How do you feel?
You jump out it. Yes, what you got? Can't even talk. This is ugh.
Eat it.
Get it in my mouth. Oh, you're the worst. You're the worst.
Come on, we're live.
I know, and everyone needs to know that I'm dying in here. This goes along with you pooping your pants. Alex, one of our fantastic girls that works here, she left a note. I can't even talk, dude. It's in my mouth, dude. Ugh. Ugh.
You got a trash can right there.
Yeah, I might have to use it. You're the worst.
I'm sorry. It's the morning. I'm drinking coffee.
You're the worst.
It's got a lot of dairy in it.
I'm going to fart on your pillow. I'm going to give you pink eye. So Alex left us a note on our board here, and she said the bride ran away during the ceremony because she started to poop herself.
Oh, God.
Just like Hunter. Right. Came back out 20 minutes later crying down the aisle. It was awkward.
Her and I should get together.
I know. Geez, good Lord.
Go hand in hand there.
Match made in heaven. Right. Well, pooping your pants all the time.
God, this wedding stinks.
See, you know what probably happened there? She probably was trying to cut weight for wedding to fit in the dress.
Yeah.
Probably took some laxatives, wanted to feel skinny.
Oh, yeah. Pooped her dress.
That sticks. Yes.
It shows up nice in that
Tell
white
you what,
dress.
Just, Get a size up, okay? Right. Don't poop your wedding dress. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Awkward wedding stories.
We go in, and the whole place is just tense. Everyone's pissed off. We get in, we get sat down, we look up, and the groom has this huge gauze bandage on his eye. The bride comes walking down. She's in tears, like, what the hell is going on? Well, come to find out, the night before was the bachelor party, and the groom got a crab in his eye from the stripper and had to have it removed.
That is awesome, man.
It was the best. So then she, after the wedding, she's like, all right, let's get out of here. I'm like, hell no, we got to go to this reception. It's going to be great.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
Yep. Later.
Dude, explain that to the family.
Crab in the eye.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that.
You're just supposed to look at it. You're not supposed to shove your eye right up to it. Let me get a closer look at this. Right. Oh, that's a nice one there, stripper.
He wanted to make sure he didn't forget that one. You know,
boy, Cinnamon, you're looking real good today.
He's going to have one for the rest of his life. He wanted a close-up.
Moron.
A crab in the eye.
In the eye.
Never heard of that.
Fun fact. If you do get crabs, WD-40, they fall right off.
Rock 107 W.